Hello, and welcome to Refugees at Work, a new podcast by the Tent Partnership for Refugees. We work with businesses to help refugees economically integrate into their new societies. I'm Maya Bix, and I'll be your host for today. To mark World Refugee Day this month, we're celebrating how refugees are contributing to the COVID-19 response. Throughout this crisis, refugees all over the world have offered a helping hand to their communities. From sewing masks, to cooking meals, to working in hospitals, refugees have been making critical contributions on the front lines. Today, we're speaking with Vaneg Garabedian. Vaneg originally comes from Syria and is one of over 6 million refugees who have fled conflict in the country over the past decade. In Syria, Vaneg was a successful obstetrician and gynecologist. After threats of violence forced him to leave his home and profession behind, he and his family were eventually resettled in Toronto, Canada. These days, Vaneg works as an accident benefits claim analyst at TD Bank. His next challenge? Getting permission from the Canadian government to put his medical skills to use on the front lines of the coronavirus crisis.
Hi, Vaneg. So good to speak to you. How are you today?
Hi, Maya. I am good.
Excellent. So I want to just dive right in. Can you begin by please telling us a little bit about your background? So you're originally from Syria and you were resettled as a refugee in Canada back in 2015. Why did you decide to leave Syria?
As you mentioned, I'm from Syria, so I'm a gynecologist obstetrician. I practiced there for more than 16 years after my residency. I have practicing there in private and public hospitals in addition to my private clinic. I had some positions in the hospitals as a medical director of the biggest hospital in the Middle East, I can say. And I left Syria because of the war and my personal safety was in danger. By the way, my clinic was hit in 2013 with two rockets and it was destroyed, I can say, but I resumed my work. But once I received some messages about being in a list of killing, so I had to leave, and fortunate to have Canada my new home. So I came to Canada as a refugee on December 10, 2015, with the government's plan to bring the Syrian refugees. I was in the first plane and landed in Pearson International Airport in Toronto. And since then, I'm trying to integrate to the Canadian life, culture, healthcare system, and everything. This is my country. This is my new home.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like coming to Toronto as a refugee?
Yeah, my application was approved as a refugee, and I began searching Google Maps, streets, and the life in Toronto, and I put a plan to integrate to the life. So I spent the first year understanding, enhancing my language, walking in the streets, taking the TTC bus. I had the opportunity to meet people in Vancouver, in like Kingston, other cities. So I decided that I'm ready to join in a workplace, and then had the chance actually in December 2016 to be in touch with Wood Green in Immigrant Services to be if I'm interested to join TD Insurance. And I joined February 2017 TD Insurance. I'm very proud to be a member of the family of TD.
So you've been in Toronto for a few years now. Can you talk to me about what it's been like for your family to build a new life in Canada together?
I have three daughters and one, a little one, and my wife. She's a physician as well. She's working now as a part-time in a clinical research, but she is at the same time studying. And for them, this is a new country, but we are very resilient. We spent 4 years in a wartime, so we were very happy to have peaceful and safety in life here. And next coming couple of years, I could say we would be fully integrated to the life in Canada.
That's really wonderful to hear. So you currently work as an accident benefits claims analyst at TD Bank, which is an amazing job, but not necessarily one that would appear to have a lot in common with being a doctor. Can you tell me about why you felt that it was a good fit for you?
Yeah, it was. It began with a phone call in December 2016. If I'm interested to join TD Insurance as an accident benefit analyst, So I searched about this position. First, I said I was suspicious because I'm a surgeon. Is it really related to my background? And I discovered that it is a little bit related because it's evaluating the post-accident injuries. I said, this is an opportunity. But my wife, actually, she encouraged me. She said, you are not going to lose anything. Just go and see what happens. So once I was in the first interviews with TD Insurance and I had the chance to meet some of the managers there, I said, yes, this is a family. This is a good people I can join. I can be a good fit with them. So I had very fortunate to be selected from the candidates in this position. And I began working in February 2017. Since then, every day I discover new things in my position. It's full of investigation. It's full of negotiation. It's full of evaluation. So it's a job is not always what you like. It is to have the joy and to be happy within the team. So this is what I'm enjoying every day at TD Insurance.
That's wonderful. And I'm hearing that you really feel like a part of the family at TD Bank, which is fantastic. Can you share with us what the team at TD did to help you fit into the workplace?
So before beginning my position, I had a chance with the first manager. We went out and we had lunch with each other. This is very important and impressive. Somebody is coming to a new job and the manager taking the person to a lunch, and that meant a lot for me.
So now you're looking to contribute your medical skills to the COVID-19 response as a healthcare worker, either on a temporary license in a hospital or as an assistant in a long-term care home. But as a refugee and a newcomer to Canada, your medical credentials from Syria are not recognized in your new home. In fact, Canada, like many other countries, requires refugees and other immigrants to go through an intensive and time-consuming recredentialing process in order to practice medicine locally. In practice, this can often be an insurmountable barrier to refugee physicians continuing to work in their field after being resettled in a new country. So Vanig, can you tell me about your effort to put your medical skills to work on the front lines of the pandemic response in Canada and how TD is supporting you in this?
Yeah, once I saw my country, it's in need to everyone to be working to defeat this enemy. I said, this is the time when I can give back to the country who gave my family and me a safe home. So I began searching, how can I help? So one of the things that I discovered after I had an interview with CBC, that there is a program in the CPSO, College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. It's called Short-Term Duration Certificate of Registration. That requires to have a physician as a supervisor, a working physician in a hospital, to supervise for 30 days, can be extended for another 30 days. But if I have the chance to have that supervisor, I will be joining the front lines to defeat the COVID-19. And from the beginning, when my managers and senior managers, they heard about, well, what are my intentions and how can I contribute to my country to defeat this pandemic, they were there to support me. So I have the full approval from my higher level in the company, in the organization, to join the front lines. For me, I'm ready to give back to the country. Being and practicing medicine, it's not a job. It's not for me a business. It's not for me an income. It's a way of life. So for me, once I see the happiness on the face of the person who I cured, I treated, that's the way of life for me, being an obstetrician and gynecologist. It's about being a physician and to put my hand with the people are fighting today and every day and every minute while we are talking, they are fighting this pandemic. It's my obligation as a physician and as a person, as a human, to be with them. It's about making people happy and make pain less. This is what I've practiced since I graduated from the medical school in 1993.
That's truly inspiring and amazing that TD is supporting you to reach your goals. So what is your advice to other companies that hire refugees or newcomers or are looking to support refugees in other ways?
Yeah. If somebody had the chance to sit in my desk and the office, that person would see the entire world in one place. You may see people from every country in the world. That means that for TD, diversity is a value. For them, you are a Canadian and you are a family at TD. So TD is giving them an example how to respect the newcomers. And I can tell you that other organizations, if they can have this TD experience as a role model, our country would be definitely a better place to live. Because, you know, when they do that, they will have better business. Because people will feel that this company, they own the company. So this is what they should do to make them feel that this is their second home. And I can encourage others to make TD's insurance experience as an example.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think diversity is such an asset in the workplace. And it's great to hear that that's baked into the culture at TD. So Vanek, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Yes, let's begin with the Syria's war. So in that situation, I tried to assist everyone at war zones. So there's a little bit different between the war and this pandemic. You are not going to be infected, but you may die under bombardment. We were creating the ways to defeat that war. Sitting in my home, away from that duty, I feel myself like something missing. I need to be there. This is what I did in the war zone in Syria. I need to do the same here, but in a different way.
I sincerely, sincerely hope that you are able to do so. And it sounds like all of your colleagues at TD feel the same way. So that's one piece of encouragement in the face of a truly massive challenge. So Vanek, that is all of the questions that I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on our show, Vanek. It's been a pleasure and an honor hearing your story.
Thank you, Maya, for having me and giving me the opportunity to bring up my voice to the whole country and Canadians.
That concludes our episode for today. Make sure to subscribe to Refugees at Work on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for more inspiring stories like this one. And if your company is interested in supporting refugees, head over to tent.org, that's TENT.org, to get started. Thanks for joining us to listen to Vanek's story on our first episode of Refugees at Work.